This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, do we realize that we are drawing nigh the seat of violence unto ourselves by leaving off justice? We've all heard that saying by Martin Niemöller, first they came for the Jews, and because I wasn't Jews, I didn't speak out, and then they go on and on and on and on and on until there was nobody left to speak out for them, right? Well, that's what's happening here today. Folks, your system of government is under attack by the said representatives in this country. Just so you understand the severity of what's going on in your country. I'm going to be talking about going off of Tuesday and Wednesday's show. Thank you to Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for taking over yesterday's show. And I'm going to go to part three, and I'm going to show you in parallel, again, what our forefathers, which we spent much time on, highlighting them, their intellectual genius, and their Christian obedience to the Christ. 1 John 2:4, read it when you get a moment. And I'm going to take it over to what's happening in public schools today. I'm going to show you errors in the textbooks. And I'm going to ask you the question, why is that happening here in America today? Because there's nobody to blame but the American people who are tolerating it. Because the corruption that we see is a mere reflection of the corruption within ourselves. Because if it wasn't within ourselves, we wouldn't tolerate it in any sense of the word. I was talking to a friend from England this morning. And I said, now listen, my friend, you've all heard Edmund Burke. He said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Folks, that's not true. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. Good men deal with the evil that's in front of them. And it's something that each American in this country is obligated to do if you so desire to preserve the country and the freedoms in which you now have. And notice I just said the freedoms in which you now have. You still have the freedom to do the right things, America. What are you doing out of gratitude to the Christ who bled Calvary in the spiritual, in the natural? What are you doing out of gratitude to those that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution and the laws found within as they magnify them against tyrants across seas that you are now tolerating within the borders of the United States of America? What are you doing with those freedoms that have been bestowed upon you? We'll be talking about public schools are teaching what in just a moment. Go to Amos 6:3, friends, because this is where we are at today. And this is the King James Version. You that put afar away the evil day, I don't have to worry about it right now. It's for another time. It's for another generation. You that put far away the evil day and caused the seed of violence to come near, friends, you can rest assured you make yourself sheep and the wolves devour. And that's exactly what the wolves are encouraged to do today in this country, is to devour. How long are you going to tolerate it? That's my question for each and every one of you. Jumping over to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I want to highlight some of the articles taking place that the CIA through omission, failed, of course they didn't, I'm being facetious, failed to share with the American people. The reason they failed to share them with the American people is because they don't want to be exposed for their crimes against the American people. And if you keep in mind, friends, that's why Christ was crucified, John 15, because he took the cloak of covering from off of them. He didn't allow them to remain in their sin. He called them out for it. And they hated him so much, they said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have the gossip. I'm sorry, President Donald Trump calls out all the dirty politicians. But friends, keep in mind, he does nothing more. I want to say that again. We have the gossip, President Donald Trump calling out all dirty politicians via Elijah Cummings and his remarks. But friends, keep in mind, he does nothing more. He does nothing more. How do you destroy a country? You leave off justice. How do you know who's in operation behind closed doors when it comes to the communist and totalitarian methods? Leave off justice and then push it down the throats through totalitarian methods to force them to accept the new system of government. What's happening, friends? Well, you're being entertained by the inquiry minds needs to know narrator Donald Trump. What's happening? Everything that shouldn't be happening, because if he was enforcing the law against their crimes, as the Bible tells us, when the king sits upon his throne in judgment, it scattereth evil. Is evil scattering? No, they're encouraged to attack. America, you're under attack like you've never been under attack before. Even under Barack Hussein Obama, the attacks are more vicious today, friends. And I got a question for you. Why are they so encouraged to do so? Because they see that President Donald Trump is their man. He does nothing more than call out the bad guys. He does nothing more than to call out the bad guys, just like now Ted Cruz, just like none other than Daryl Eisen, Jason Chaffetz, and Trey Gowdy. Folks, the great American appeasers is all they are, as your country is being destroyed. Leave off the law. If you look at Machiavelli, friends, that country was destroyed because the people tolerated the crimes of the politicians who would not do their jobs. It's time to take it to them, friends, lawfully. Article 2, Section 4. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this. Agency that was established to protect the little people from the big people, we were told. The FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terror threats. You notice, hey, folks, if they weren't a threat and they were loonies the way they wanted everybody else to believe that they were loonies, and they have these little styrofoam, or not these styrofoam, but these little metal caps on. Well, folks, if they're just theorists, let them go. Who cares? Nobody takes them seriously anyways. What's the FBI so concerned about? What are they worried about? Because, friends, over and over and over again, let this sink in, because I notice it does, but I got to keep saying it until it finally does. Folks, conspiracy theorists, the word theorist was added by the CIA-controlled media to what? Cover for those who are, in fact, committing conspiracies against the people. That is a fact, friends, that nobody can deny. I will do a show on it, friends. 33 conspiracy theorists, said the media, that turned out to be true. You'll find out that, folks, a good portion of those theories that the media calls theories are in fact true, and you will find out as history plays out, friends, that the conspiracies were very real, while the media was demonizing and polarizing those that were calling out the conspirators for who they were. The media was giving cover. That is the history of what we're beginning to see here in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just highlighting this on sonsoflibertymedia.com that the FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. Wow, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? If they're just theorists, what would you be worried about? If everybody was as crazy as they want you to believe they are, what are they worried about, America? Fact of the matter is the conspiracy theorists are not theorists at all. Now, I know that there's people out there that are just whacked out and they go too far, but the fact of the matter is, friends, it's time to wake up. Which, by the way, this headline tells me that they're worried that the American people are actually waking up to their conspiracies, that they would have to have the FBI target people that are calling out conspirators for their crimes against the people. That's a fact. Hey, folks, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are under heavy suppression and censorship by big tech companies. And I wanted to let you know as well, I told you during the first segment that I was talking to a friend out of the U.K., who's talking about Tommy Robinson. The people in that country, friends, they're irate concerning what their government is doing. The government is attacking the likes of a Tommy Robinson, friends, because Tommy Robinson's influence exposes them for their crimes, that they're complicit with the crimes that he's exposing. He told me, Bradley, this is a global attack on anybody that dares speaks out against corruption on a global scale. And I said, of course it is. He said, concerning Tommy Robinson, he said, Bradley, the only media that we get here in the UK on Tommy Robinson is negative. Of course. I mean, don't tell the people. The CIA-controlled media doesn't want the people to know Tommy Robinson's actually standing up for those kids that are being groomed for prostitution and rape. I mean, God forbid, folks, that's where things are going to come in this country, because we're already beginning to see them. I seen some headlines this morning again, and I do say this with a smile on my face, with spiritual satisfaction, that we were on mark with what the Lord was showing us. 15 years ago, I was crazy for telling you the whole homosexual agenda is aimed at the kids. Now they're trying to pass a new curriculum in the state of Minnesota. This is happening across the country, that basically teaches your kids perversion from A to Z. Literally. It's crime. I talked to another friend this morning who's an attorney at a major outfit in the United States here. And I said, where does it come to the point where the representatives who have sworn to uphold the law against the criminals, when does it come to the point where we begin to take it to them legally for not enforcing the laws against the crime? Why do I have to hire an attorney when we already voted people in to do the job that they are not doing today? Just think about that. Why do you have to go get an attorney to uphold the law that your said representative swore that they would uphold? Well, then it tells me that if they're leaving off the law, then they must be dealt with. First, they must be removed. I talk about this quite a bit, but if you peruse the Constitution, friends, you'll find these provisions in the U.S. Constitution. It's come to the point where people actually believe that there's a right and that there's a left and that you have some constitutional right. It's really a privilege, right, that would come from the corrupt state. But your rights come from God, not the state. That's my point. But it's coming to the point now where these people actually think it's okay to have 101 different party affiliations in the United States, though we're a constitutional republic. Maybe somebody needs to tell them, and I have been for years, that they are not at liberty to create a party affiliation, which counters the U.S. Constitution, because we're ruled by that law. We're not ruled by your opinions. We're not ruled by your party system. And yet again, to prove the point, when you look at America today, Americans have been so dumbed down, so stupefied, friends, and desensitized, and it's their fault for the most part, to actually believe that when the Democrats are in power, somehow or another, the Democrats can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And when the Republicans are in power, well, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Can somebody please show me that? You know what? If anything, for the people that hear me, and I know that you hear me because I see how things incrementally are slowly changing. I see how things that I've talked about years ago and I continuously highlight, I see how today's conservatives are pushed into the corner where they're going to have to acknowledge now as to what I've been saying for 10 and 15 years. I see it all day long. The circus of politics is becoming a big thing now in the conservative movement. Why? Because I've continuously highlighted the circus of politics. They're beginning to see for what it is, for what it is. But friends, I mean, this is ludicrous to believe that when the Republicans are in party, they can do what they want. When the Democrats are in party, they can do what they want. Friends, they're working together to upend the U.S. Constitution. That's just the truth of the matter. And it's happening because people failed to take heed to our forefathers. By the way, our forefathers fought and fought against and threw off the very things that you're taking on today in so many different ways. Listen to this. There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties. Just two back then, said John Adams, the second president. each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. John Adams, letter to Jonathan Jackson, 2 October 1780, The Works of John Adams, Volume 9, page 511. If you want me to get into greater specificity, I'm going to have to buy the book so I can tell you what it looks like, right? But there you have. The greatest political evil under the Constitution is exactly the way today's conservatives talk. It's exactly how they talk. They fuel the narrative of dividing the American people. And folks, who fuels it more than the gossip, Mr. Donald Trump? Nobody. Nobody does. And you know what's funny is his constituents, his worshipers, are appeased by that. Well, they think, well, look what he said about them. And look what he's... But that's great. But what has he done about them? America, I'm just simply asking the question, what has he done about them? We're talking about Donald Trump calling out the crimes of said representatives. He doesn't call them a crime, friends, for the most part. He just makes fun of them, and he calls them out for what they're doing subversively against we the people. And again, his constituents are entertained by this out of their freedoms. And that happens because of those constituents and those worshipers of Donald Trump care not about the sacrifice that was given to them concerning the freedoms in which they now have today. I got a whole plethora of headlines today, friends, and I am so tired. And I am, year after year, I am so tired of highlighting the corruption. Folks, do you realize that a good portion of the CIA-controlled media, that's all they do, is they're normalizing the crimes is what they're doing. They're highlighting the crimes of representatives that are somehow in favor. They have some sort of congressional immunity where they're above the law because they're never dealt with. But everybody else is. Everybody else is, right? And I'm glad everybody else is. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that everybody else's that are being taught to do the right thing should be teaching these people the right thing as well. Because as Abraham Lincoln rightly said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called, America, to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution. And there is agency after agency. There is said representatives, not of we the people, but of a government that counters we the people. We highlight their crimes all day long, every day of the week, from Ocasio to Ilhan Omar to Rashida Tlaib to Joe Biden to Maxine Waters to folks, the list goes on, Miss Wilson to that of Nancy Pelosi to Mueller and Kamala Harris and Comey, and they're all there being rewarded. They're all there being highlighted as some sort of rock star as justice is left off.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The big two-year spending deal is done. The White House says President Trump signed the bill today. It suspends the federal debt ceiling and funds the federal government beyond next year's election. The president also announced on Twitter that he will not nominate Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to be the new director of national intelligence. 164,000 jobs were added in the month of July. That's pretty much what analysts were expecting. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business the July jobs report was pretty good, especially when you look at the increases in hourly wage earnings for workers.
This is, I think, an astonishingly positive, diversified, rebuilding growth prosperity cycle of this economy that is touching all Americans.
That 164,000 number is down, though, from June when the economy added 224,000 jobs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, I would ask the question to everybody listening to me. Hey, folks, cross-check what I'm telling you to check out. I say it every show. I open up the lines for you to correct me. And I'll tell you what, the phone lines are pretty lonely at times because, again, we're not opening up for debate. We're just simply trying to bring a resolve to the American people to the issues in which we deal with. And they hate, I'll tell you what, the establishment hates guys like me that point to the Word of God that expose them, Romans 3:20. They hate guys like me that refer to the Constitution because they're taught to stay within the scope of the political language that's designed to lie to the American people. And when you call them out by making reference to the Constitution of the United States of America, I'll tell you what, I am the devil to these people. I want to ask you a question. If you were listening to the commercials during the break, since when was it government's job to produce jobs? When has it become the government's job to produce jobs? Why do they throw in there, this many jobs have been produced? By the way, many of their numbers are just fictitious. They're there to appease the people. Oh, look at how good the economy is. And everybody's at home looking at their wallet like, I'm not quite seeing this here yet, but as long as the media that I don't believe in is telling me that the economy's good, then it must be good. Since When has it become the government's job to produce jobs? But if I turn on, again, a conservative talking head, yesterday's liberals, rest assured they are boasting on Donald Trump for creating more jobs. Where is that in his work detail? I want to know. I can't find it in the Constitution. I know it's his job to maintain order, which he's not. He's creating disorder. I know it's his job to restrain men from sin, but yet I know not, because of him leaving off justice, they are by design creating lawlessness. They're sons and daughters of Belial. That's a fact. I'm not seeing them condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing them justifying the wicked and condemning the righteous, and the Bible is clear. When you see a people do that, you better look at that person, because it's not long before that individual is going to reap his own curse. That is not a good thing to do. But yet we see it happening all day today. Folks, we need to wake up to how we should be hearing journalists report, what they should be reporting on, what is fictitious, what is actual, and if it's fictitious, hold them accountable. Right, that's why we have a court of law. And the list goes on. I wanted to get over to public schools are teaching what, in parallel to what I talked about on Monday, Tuesday, and I believe Wednesday I talked about it as well. I spent much time on that. You guys all know who Noah Webster was. He was called the schoolmaster to America. You probably have a Webster's dictionary in your home somewhere. In 1783, this individual introduced the elementary spelling book. It was used as a speller for over 150 years. This is what Noah Webster said. He said, "The Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things that children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident in my mind that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people." And we are slowly seeing that fade to black. Matter of fact, what they used to teach kids in public schools is questions. For fifth grade questions in schools in America during the founding era. What's the fifth commandment? Honor thy father and thy mother. What's required in the fifth commandment? To honor them, to hold them in high esteem. What's forbidden in the fifth commandment? To disobey them. What's the reason annexed to the fifth amendment? That you might have a long life upon this earth. That's the first promise in the commandments. Okay? I shared much of the other information I have in front of me over the weekend. If you'd like to listen to those shows, please do. And I wanted to end that portion of what we talked about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with this. The proven elements of sound education is Christianity, our forefathers taught. Morality, which is the fruit of Christianity. Knowledge in the Word of God. Read 2 Peter 3:18. We grow up in Him. We grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was instilled at home, schools, church, and communities. Okay? Now when we go over to what's happening today in public schools, in parallel, John Dumphy, A New Religion for a New Age, said, "The battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their roles as the proselytizers of a new faith." What is a new faith? Secularism. What does that mean? It means without God. It's that simple. Folks, what would you think of me if I needed light? And the socket, the power socket's on the wall. And I see the end of the light, the end of the cord, and I keep complaining about how dark it is, but yet I fail to stand up and grab the end of the cord and plug it into the power source. Well, you'd say to me, "Bradley, quit complaining about the dark. Just plug in the cord into the power source." Well, that's what I'm telling you. Folks, if you're tired of the darkness, then plug in the end of the lamp to the power source. Your lives into Christ, who gives us the Holy Ghost. He gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey Him, that He might give you eyes to see and ears to hear. You know, I can highlight all the bad stuff that Obama did in public schools, but the fact of the matter was, and is, friends, this has been going on in this country for a long time, incrementally, slowly but surely. And it really, folks, it really began to open up during the 60s and 70s when the Supreme Court began to attack God's commandments. I wonder how that's working out for all those guys. I really am. I really am. It probably isn't, huh? They probably thought when they were here in the 60s and the time that they lived out here and, you know, right before they died, them and the good old boys, that group that they made an alliance with hell and that group that they hung out with where they made that a covenant of death. I wonder how that's working out for them, because I know it's not working out good for we, the people in this country today. I wonder how they responded when they left this life and immediately stood in front of my Father. Well, the Bible says that every single knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, folks, the devils believe and tremble, right? How much more these ignoramuses that wanted to war against God? And just think about it. They wanted the whole country to war against God. And what do you think all these agendas are about today, friends? They want you to join in the war against God. I'm here to tell you that war will never be won. And I praise God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, read Psalm 27. You can take all the armies of hell and you can put them around me and you can have them do what they will. But the bottom line is at the end of the day, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and the seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. They are. The church, as Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, when he rightly said, is the anvil. The world is the hammer. Notice, the anvil is never changed out. It's always the hammer. That's right. When are these knuckleheads going to figure that out? They bring the curse upon themselves. They bring the judgments of God upon themselves. Who will not leave himself without witness. They fail to understand that my daddy is good. And first and foremost, characteristically, friends, he is a judge. And what makes him a good judge is that he will not, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. Period. He is a judge. Is he a loving judge? Absolutely. He doesn't desire the death of the wicked. There's no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the wicked are those that know to do right and do it not. They are the ones choosing their own path. And it's not a good path. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And that's, I guess, what we're doing right now, friends, is bearing witness to the truth. I was just saying that, folks, public schools are teaching what? And I can sit here and blame Barack Hussein Obama for Common Core. But what about George Bush, George W. Bush? No Child Left Behind. You know where they want to make sure nobody's better than anybody else, where they teach the kids to shoot for the floor rather than the stars? And going back all the way to 1962, when they came in, 1968, was something called the International Baccalaureate. Now look where things are going, friends. We just seen Donald Trump, folks, a couple months ago give Betsy DeVos, his Secretary of Education, who literally took the schools in the United States of America and appended them, friends, to the United Nations propaganda indoctrination scheme. Did you know that? I bet you didn't, because the CIA-controlled media didn't want you to know about it, did they? Nope. No, I said Donald Trump's administration did this. Yes, they did. But this is what he's been doing since day one. They're implementing a United Nations agenda. So, if I go to, which I'll get to on the other side of this, matter of fact, I'll begin to highlight it, and then what I want to do is I want to go to math and science real quick, and then history, and show you over the next, 8, 9, 10 minutes that I have left in the fourth segment, exactly what's happening in public schools, so you can put in to parallel what our forefathers established and what they were taught. Boy, I'll tell you what, friends, night and day.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, friends, we are talking about public schools are teaching what in parallel to what our forefathers established and what it was that they taught their children, friends. What was it that was etched into their kids, into their minds and hearts, that we would still be here under the longest standing constitution in modern history 245 years later? Only God can do that. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, let's start off with Common Core. Common Core standards, which have been implemented in 46 states and D.C., drowning students with mostly informational text and historical documents, according to them. Some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are Fed views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Yes, you heard me right. And Executive Order 13-4-23. Strengthening Federal Environmental Energy and Transportation Management, published by the General Services Administration. What? Wow. Well, what does that have to do with education? Jamie Heifel, the Arkansas 2011 Middle School Teacher of the Year, said, "I'm struggling with this and my students are struggling. With informational text, there isn't that human connection that you get with literature. And the kids are shutting down. They're getting bored. I'm seeing more behavior problems in my classroom than I ever have seen before." Of course. Right? They're not going to be ruled by the word of the God or the word of God. They're going to be ruled by the bayonets of tyrants. And what do tyrants prefer? I'm sorry, folks, the bayonets. The curriculum change in public schools has been a downward spiral for many years. America has been so dumbed down now that 700,000 students per year that graduate are without the ability to read their own diplomas. Yes, you heard me right. Add to students' confusion the innumerable amount of errors in school textbook ranging from misinformation to omission of facts or outright lies. These errors can be found virtually in every subject, especially in math, science, and history. First-hand experience. I was in Wisconsin, did a high school assembly, and the principal said to me, you know, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. You know, we're just doing our job, as he kind of chuckled. And I said, well, what's so funny about that? The science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Wow. In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of, listen carefully, 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. By law, you don't have to pay for an attorney to do this. By law, you find the errors and take it back to the state and demand that they correct themselves. If they fail to correct themselves, they are allotted a certain amount of time to actually correct themselves. If they don't, they're fined for it, just so you know. And yes, by the way, going back to math books, I said 109,263 errors. Folks, this is error to indoctrinate, to confuse. That's what this is. The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year. This is, by the way, statistics by them that actually took it back to make them correct themselves. Science, the study of creation. In textbooks all across America, science, the study of creation, is well known for being laced with the dangerous theory of evolution, which used to be illegal in this country to teach. No wonder why kids act like they're monkeys. Well, they've been taught that they came from monkeys, which is a direct assault on the very, very character of our Creator. But in science, is well known for being laced with the dangerous theory of evolution, which wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and His law. If you look at any tyrant, friends, the first thing they'll do is they'll begin to attack Christians. Because they want to put God down and put themselves up. Read Isaiah 14. Satan tried that once. I'll say that again. Satan tried that once. Hello. Satan tried that once. How'd that work out for him? So if they attack Christianity, the Bible, God, and His law, what are they doing? They're attacking the foundation of our country, our republic. What's happening today, America? Just that. Evolution was illegal to teach in schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association, corrupt from the top to the bottom, agrees with humanism. I don't care what they agree with. Humanism is summed up in the following excerpt by John Dumphy in his article, A Religion for a New Age. Listen to this quote. This is what's happening in schools today. The Bible is not merely another book. It is and has remains an incredibly dangerous book. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers. That's me. For they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject that they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with the adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism. And and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. You got some sick-minded reprobates, friends. Let's get rid of the God that created us. Now, hey, folks, isn't it interesting? These are the ones that are constantly accusing our forefathers of being deists and non-believers, this, that, and the other thing, because they want you to believe that our forefathers were just like them. Not true. And the Bible also tells us clearly, friends, not to be given to those that are given to change. Did you hear what I said? Given to change is not good. Proverbs 24, verse 21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king. We don't have a king. There's no title of nobility in the United States of America. Our king is Jesus. He said, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Wasn't it the Lord that said, if you lead me off? Psalm 9:17. He said, I will turn your nation into hell. Don't think the bad guys are doing it, friends. They're just being allowed to do the things that they're doing. But keep in mind, it's the finger of God. God has given the green light to the bad guys to do what they're doing because the good guys do nothing in keeping the commandments of God. Why? Because they hate God. If they loved God, they would obey God. It's that simple. History in Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors. In many history textbooks, a committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year of John Rolfe, married to Pocahontas, to quotes that don't even appear in historical records. They just created them out of thin air. That's how you confuse the people, right? Give them 20 different versions. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats. Really? I thought they wore blue coats. When in fact they wore blue, yes they did. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. Folks, I just proved to you just the exact opposite. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Folks, their literacy rates were extremely high. You want to talk about literate giants? Try to read George Washington, who didn't even graduate the eighth grade. Try to read him without a dictionary in hand. Okay, that's how smart these guys were. Retired Library of Virginian, Virginian historian Brent Tarter wrote in his review of one textbook, Our Virginia, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events by design. Some are ludicrous and difficult to explain. He said, this historian, I cannot understand where the information, this misinformation came from. Did you know that going forward in Minneapolis here, we just found out that they're teaching Sharia law in elementary schools. Did you know that there's Muslim indoctrination going across the United States little by little, learning how to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses from the Quran with the help of the communist organization American Civil Liberties Union? I didn't say it. Roger Baldwin said it. He said the end of the ACLU is communism. Well, I didn't know that they had lawful standing. They don't. They're subversive. And also adopting a Muslim name and staging a jihad. They're teaching young people in America how to stage a jihad against non-Muslims. Folks, it's only happening because the American people are tolerating it. Let's correct ourselves. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Hosea works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving.
But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.